My mother, when she was mid-20s, she became widow in a Korean War broke out. So my father was killed.
What do Pizza Hut and Winsong Radiology have in common?
From that moment, she was determined that my daughter won't have go through the same thing what she had. So in her mind, I have to be a professional.
But it turned out that mother knew best. Winsong co-founder Dr. Janet Sung's choice to become a radiologist was the right one.
So, you know, when I come home, we share what we did with John, my husband, and then he said, why don't you start your own for radiology?
And that's what they did. In 1987, the Sungs began the practice with one x-ray, one mammogram, and one ultrasound machine in a renovated Pizza Hut in Cheektowaga, and grew the business into the largest freestanding diagnostic imaging center in the United States.
How did that happen?
I don't have any idea.
Today, Winsong's five locations serve more than 400,000 visits annually.
And if, you know, somebody said that we have lots of patients coming from Lancaster, so, you know, why don't we thinking about having another branch? That's how we started. So it's not one person's vision. It's not one person's ideas. It's all together, anybody in the Winsong families.
Sung says people have always been her key to success.
You have to show them that you really have your heart while you're doing it. You have to treat them as a family, really as an extended family, you know. And then without their support, without their missions, their pride in their job, you cannot do it.
Well, I was always usually one or one of two African Americans. So I always understood my responsibility, and so I always took it very seriously. I learned to make sure my voice was heard.
Brenda McDuffie has always put her heart into her work.
I try to find people who are going to get things done. So I'm a doer. It can be done.
Born in Brooklyn's public housing, McDuffie this year celebrates 20 years as president and CEO of the Buffalo Urban League.
I am most proud of the work that we do in really making a difference. If it's getting a family to be in a position to keep their children in their home, if it's getting a child or children who don't have permanency adopted, if it's investing in a young person who left high school before graduation and now they have their high school diploma and they make a decision to go to college.
McDuffie also chairs the Erie County Industrial Development Agency.
I'm a firm believer this renaissance will not be sustained if we continue to leave a population of people behind. If we're really going to have an embraced democracy and people being able to have quality of lives and look forward to a positive future, we've got to do something about those inequities.
And she furthers that work as a member of the Greater Buffalo Racial Equity Roundtable.
One of the things I love about Buffalo is it's small enough that you can make a difference. It has to be such that we figure out as a community how we're going to not walk into rooms and see no women, no people of color.
And if it's not happening, McDuffie wants to know about it.
My first attempt is really to try to talk to you and understand where you're coming from. And then if we can't agree, then we can agree to disagree. But you will not disrespect me. You will not discount me.
There's much more about these savvy over 60 women online. Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.